This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Application to be a Supreme Court Justice. 1. Why do you want to be a Supreme Court Justice? A. Job security. B. It will look good on Tinder, especially the photo in which I'm flirtatiously unzipping my robe just a bit. C. I enjoy riding jet skis, taking long walks, and telling women what they can and can't do with their bodies. 2. True or false? It's inappropriate for the personal religious beliefs of a justice to inform his or her legal decisions unless God tells that justice in a dream, "You're the only smart one, I mean, look around." 3. In cases involving powerful business interests, how will you balance the rights of an individual against the economic heft of a corporate giant? A. I'll think, well, when was the last time an individual offered me free 24-hour delivery? B. I'll ask the attorneys representing the corporate interests if Time Warner is really offering cocaine and prostitutes to try to lure customers back. C. I'll ask Justice Ginsburg, Ruth, is it worth getting Netflix when all I want to watch is Kimmy Schmidt and all the episodes of Friends? 4. Who or what is Merrick Garland? A. An exit on the Long Island Expressway. B. Not a Mexican. C. The best name for a riverboat gambler since Gaylord Ravenale. 5. If you're confirmed as a Supreme Court Justice, what would you like your legacy to be? A. He or she bravely remained on the court for 3 years after being declared legally dead. B. He or she was the first justice to sit on one of those inflatable exercise balls instead of a chair. C. He or she introduced a more egalitarian system of jurisprudence to the nation by concluding every decision with the words, "or maybe not."
Application to be a Supreme Court Justice by Paul Rudnick, playwright, novelist, and New Yorker contributor for over 20 years.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.